This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about dry distillers grains, very common byproduct here in the United States, comparing it to soybean meal and some of the risk factors with DDGs. This was published in the Journal of Dairy Science in September of 2024 by Dr. Lee from The Ohio State University, comparing those two feed sources. We do know that DDGs are a very economical source any place in the United States for a protein supplement. However, there's reports that really high levels of it can impact milk production, and their high levels was 30%. And so the question is, well, could that be due to the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the higher sulfur content, change in amino acid, and the DCAD levels in those diets as well? So they took 60 lactating cows, averaging 97 pounds of milk, and they averaged 123 days in milk. And they looked at five different factors. First, they looked at comparing a soybean meal to distiller's grains to see how that would work. Their distiller's grain had a lower oil content at about 6% oil, and the DCAD in that diet would be somewhere around 178 because of the higher sulfur content. They then compared the distillers to the soybean meal as a direct comparison. Another question was, well, does the sulfur content distillers grain have sulfuric acid? Sulfuric acid used to control the fermentation, and does that make a difference? And so what they did is they took soybean meal and adding sulfur as sodium bisulfate, raising it up to 0.37% sulfate in that diet. Another question was, what about the oil? So they took soybean meal and they added corn oil to the diet to increase the PUFAs. And so they took the oil content up to 4.7% total fat. And then the DDGs, the last one, was looking at DCAD, and they adjusted that up to a plus 330 milliequivalents per kilogram using a sodium bicarbonate and potassium carbonate. So what happened? Well, the results were, first of all, not a big surprise. We did see that with 30% distillers grains, butterfat test dropped down to 2.78, where the soybean meal was at 3.34. So certainly we know the PUFAs in the distillers grain was going to be a factor. Next, we looked at lower digestibilities of the distillers grains, lower statistically in dry matter, organic matter, NDF, and crude protein, which could explain maybe why some of the lower production responses reported in the field. The DDGs did lower blood bicarb levels, which could affect the metabolism of the cow. We also look at corn oil added to soybean meal, and sure enough, it did drop butterfat tests. So we know the PUFAs are certainly going to be one factor you'll have to consider on the dairy farm. And then finally, we look at the DCAD, and when they brought it on up, those in the controls without the adjusted DCAD were 90 pounds of milk, with the higher DCADs, Bill, 99 pounds of milk. So in summary, sulfur had no direct effect in performance. We know that the DCAD does affect blood chemistry. We understand PUFAs are going to lower butterfat tests. And then let's look at economics back when the study was run in 2023. The soybean cow's income over feed cost was $9.65. When they switched to distiller's grains, income over feed cost was $10.18. And when they put the DCAD adjusted diet, $11.16. So there's some real economic differences here as well. So our take-home messages are, number one, I would limit dry matter, the amount of distiller's grain, to less than 20% of the dry matter if it's the lower oil content. Otherwise, we use 10%. We do know that PUFAs are going to be a problem. We use as a guideline 500 grams of total PUFAs in the diet. And then adding a DCAD to the diet did improve performance, but that cost was 46 cents more per cow per day. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Slightly more corn expected to be produced in the U.S. than forecasted in the previous month. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski says the September quarterly stocks report reflects in the October corn balance sheet.
Beginning stocks down 51 million bushels this month. Year over year, that's up 400 million bushels. We raised our export forecast 25 million bushels. We've seen a pretty strong pace of exports recently, especially to Mexico and several other countries. And on the other hand, Brazil has been showing relatively slow exports. So we've been capturing some of that business out of Brazil. I think that's been benefiting our U.S. export prospects.
The season-ending average price remains steady at $4.10 a bushel. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.